I am doing my book report podcast on Night Rise by Anthony Horowitz. Night Rise is considered to be in two genres, fantasy and realistic fiction. My book is fantasy because part of the story has monsters and minions of the old ones. It is also realistic fiction because most of the story takes place in the real world with made-up people doing real things. The protagonist in the story is Jamie Tyler. Jamie Tyler has psychic powers that enable him to read other people's minds. He is a weird boy who is smart, but not brave. His twin brother, Scott, has always protected him. What Jamie doesn't know is that he is a gatekeeper, and the fate of the world relies on him. The antagonists in the story are an evil group called Night Rise and the Old Ones. Night Rise is an international organization that wants power. The Old Ones are mysterious subhuman creatures that have been trapped in another dimension for centuries. The Old Ones promised Night Rise power, but what Night Rise didn't know was that they were being tricked. One of the settings in the story is Reno, a casino town in Nevada. Another one is a prison called Silent Creek, where Jamie is sent to find his brother Scott. The other setting takes place in the time before the Dark Ages, when the Old Ones were destroying the world. Next, I'm going to talk about the plot in the story. Jamie and Scott Tyler are a part of a magic show in Reno, Nevada. They were attacked by Night Rise operatives and Scott was taken. Jamie went to Silent Creek, where Scott was located, but the rescue attempt failed. During the escape, Jamie got shot in the back and went into a coma. When Jamie awoke, he was fighting in a war with the Old Ones. He fought alongside the four other gatekeepers and defeated the Old Ones. Jamie returned to the real world because Night Rise brainwashed Scott, and they were going to use him to assassinate a presidential candidate. Finally, I'm going to talk about the conclusion to the book. Jamie went to a town called Auburn in California. There was going to be a birthday parade for one of the presidential candidates. Jamie fought with Scott and stopped him from killing the candidate. During the escape from the police, they walked into a cave and suddenly ended up in Peru. There they found two of the other gatekeepers.